Simon & Schuster Audio presents The President's Club, Inside the World's Most Exclusive Fraternity, by Nancy Gibbs and Michael Duffy. Read by Bob Walter.
Introduction. So, you've come to talk about my predecessors. Bill Clinton greets us in his Harlem office, looking thin, sounding thin, his voice a scrape of welcome at the end of a long day. It is late. It is dark, pouring rain outside. So beyond the wall of windows, the city is a splash of watery lights and street noise. But inside, past the two armed agents, behind the electronic locks, the sanctuary is warm wood and deep carpet, a collector's vault. A painting of Churchill watches from the west wall. A stuffed Kermit the Frog rests on a shelf, while a hunk of an old voting machine, with names attached and levers to pull, sits behind his desk. "This is my presidential library, from Washington through Bush," he says, pointing to bookcases full of memoirs and biographies. And in the course of the seance that follows, he summons the ghosts not just of Abraham Lincoln and Teddy Roosevelt, but Franklin Pierce and Rutherford B. Hayes. He dwells on one president he misses, Richard Nixon, and another that he loves, George H. W. Bush. "A month to the day before he died," he says of Nixon, "he wrote me a letter about Russia, and it was so lucid, so well written, I reread it every year." That one, and George Bush's wonderful letter to me, you know, where you leave your letter to your successor. That was the letter that said, "You will be our president when you read this note. I am rooting hard for you." Along the windowsill are dozens of pictures. He looks at the signed photo of Lyndon Johnson, a prize given to him 40 years ago when he worked on a campaign in Texas. "Over time," he predicts of LBJ, "history will tend to be kinder to him." In the meantime, it falls to the presidents to be kind to one another. "There is just a general sympathy," he says, "among the men who have sat in the Oval Office. President Obama and I didn't talk much about politics when we played golf the other day." There are plenty of other people around a president to talk politics. Sometimes you need someone who just makes you laugh, or tells you not to let the bastards get you down. "Clinton was exhausted that day," he recalls, "but when my president summons me, then I come, and I would play golf in a driving snowstorm."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?